Hi there. Okay, it's day number three. And we're going to spend the next few days talking about the chakras. Why? And some people say chakra, some people say chakra. I think the correct way to say it, which they would say in India, is chakra. However, I say chakra, so we're going to go with that. So here's the thing. You have seven major chakras, and these are super important to your psychic and mediumship abilities. I want you to imagine that the clairs that we talked about yesterday are your vehicle. So let's say you're mostly clairaudient, and so you do some thinking yesterday and you're like, you know what? Sometimes I hear things or I get thoughts or, I hear stuff outside my head or I hear stuff in my head that doesn't make sense. Okay, fair enough. So, your vehicle, like I drive a truck, so let's say my truck is my clairaudient, and then my clairvoyant is my steering wheel, and my clairsentient is my seats. So, all of those things make up the outer shell and the inner shell of the vehicle. But the chakras, that's the engine. And if you don't maintain the engine, your vehicle can look as pretty and swanky and sweet as ever. But if you don't maintain the engine by taking care of those chakras, it ain't going nowhere. And this is the deal breaker. This is the thing that once people realize how important those chakras are and how important it is to maintain them, to take care of them, to balance them, to focus on them, to meditate with them, to keep them clean, to keep them healthy, to keep those energy centers going. And listen, even doctors and scientists know about the energy centers of our body. This isn't some made-up psycho woo-woo thing. So if you repair the chakras and you cleanse them and you clean them and you really focus on them, your clairs are going to get going. And you are going to be driving around town with your psychic abilities before you even know it. So let's start learning about your chakras from the ground up. And I want to spend the time to really teach you how important your chakras are, to tune them, and to be open to doing this. I really want you to know that the biggest benefit is coming from this right here. So let's get started. Your first main chakra would be called the root chakra. The color that it resonates with is the color red. It's located at the base of your spine or your pelvic floor. It represents our physical body, our material needs, and our security. It encompasses our roots. It really connects us to our family of origin from this lifetime and all of our previous lifetimes. This chakra is your action center. This is where the action comes from. So, to get into alignment with this chakra, you need to ask, what actions are working for me? What actions need to be different? How safe and financially secure do I feel in the world right now? And to align, what aligning this chakra does is helps you to take effective, inspired actions without overdoing things and feeling safe, confident, and secure in your life. So it's really important for this chakra to feel grounded, to feel balanced, to feel clean, to feel clear. And how do you do that? Meditation. Meditation, meditation, meditation. To unlock and balance your chakras, you need to do chakra meditations. And instead of rushing and going through them quickly, you can spend the time on each chakra to really go in and to cleanse and to affirm and to clean it out. So, the first meditation for this chakra is a grounding meditation. Find a comfortable spot to sit down and make sure this position has your spine long and your shoulders relaxed. And then just take a big deep breath, and close your eyes, and just breathe in and breathe out. And bring your focus towards your base chakra, right where it is. And I like to see my chakras as almost like a spinning disc or a wheel. And I continue to focus for several moments on the energy at the base of my spine. And I see the bright, beautiful, vibrant red. And sometimes when you first go in and you do this meditation, that red might look dull to you. It might look like that wheel is like a flat tire, might look like it's going in the opposite direction, but you can, in your mind, so remember we talked about in your mind's eye, in that imagination, if you just imagine that energy center there, and I like to see my chakras either just outside my body, like within my aura, but I often see them right inside my body. So I'm visualizing that inside, right at my pelvic floor, right at the base of my spine. And I see that beautiful red spinning disc, and I see the vibrant color. And if I see anything in there that doesn't look good or feel good, I see it just dissolving and going out of my body into the universe. And I just see all of that debris leaving. And there's nothing there but clean, clear, divine love and light. I see the vibrant red color, and I go ahead and I affirm things. These are my root chakra affirmations. The earth provides a safe place for me. I am grounded. I am rooted in my life. I have abundance in my life. I love my body and I trust its wisdom. I spend probably a few minutes. I mean, now I've been doing this for so long, I'll spend a couple of minutes on each of the major seven chakras. But when I first started developing my abilities, I would sometimes spend 5 minutes just on one chakra, and then I would go ahead and do something else and come back and focus on the other one. You'll know the chakras that feel out of alignment because you won't want to wear that color. If wearing red feels icky to you, that's a red flag. Literally, that's saying, uh-oh, this base chakra has an issue. It needs to be fixed. I need to address this. If you're afraid of a color, and some people are afraid of a color, or they feel intimidated, or they feel blah when they wear a color, it's a big sign that there's something going on, because chakras resonates with sounds. You can do sound healing. You can do sound bowls, singing bowls. You can do drumming. You can do flutes. You can do whatever sound when you're meditating that connects. You can use sound to cleanse out these chakras. And you can also smudge your chakras. And you can either do it yourself on the front of your body, or you can have someone else do it for you at the back of your body. But you can smudge them and cleanse and remove the energy. I know you're thinking, smudge what, huh? I'm going to teach you about smudging too. You're good. I got you. We'll get there. Right now, today, your homework is to just sit for a few minutes with your root chakra. See that beautiful red vibrant disc spinning. Clean away any debris that no longer belongs there or needs to be there. Tomorrow we're going to go to the next chakra. But for today, you're going to focus on that root chakra and being grounded in life and all that it has to offer you.